Acts chapter 14, verses 19 to 22. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of heaven." Let's face it, Paul was either crazy or zealous for Jesus. In Antioch, Paul had preached the gospel, and a mob gathered and ran him out of the city. In Iconium, Paul preached the gospel, and a mob gathered wanting to stone him. In Lystra, Paul preached the gospel, and a mob gathered and did stone him, left him for dead. In Derbe, Paul preached the gospel and returned to each one of those cities that had persecuted him, preaching the gospel. What an example of zeal for Jesus, that no matter how he was mistreated, would not stop appreciating and proclaiming the gospel. Your sin have been forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's interesting to take notice of the legend that lies behind the action of the people of Lystra. You see, according to their legend, long before, Zeus and Hermes had come down to visit Lystra, but had been shown no kindness by anyone in the city except one old couple. As a consequence, so their legend goes, their city was destroyed, except for that one old couple. Well, the village was not going to take any chance this time. The whole village gathered to worship Paul and Barnabas, trusting this was Zeus and Hermes' return to them. For after all, who else could have enabled a lame man to walk? But when Paul and Barnabas explained that they were merely men proclaiming the one true God, they stoned them for not being what they wanted. How often do we mistreat people because they don't do or they aren't what we want them to be? What a contrast between this legend at Lystra and God actually becoming man in Jesus Christ to dwell among us. Jesus is not a mere legend. His birth, death, and resurrection are one of the best attested events of history. But even more importantly, God's word tells us it happened. That word that can never fail, foretold hundreds of years in advance the exact details of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. Yes, Christ dwelt among us. And yet, how much zeal for Jesus have we shown? We may never be asked to endure a bandaged head and blackened eye for the name of Jesus, as Paul was. But you and I are asked every day to show our zeal for Jesus with loving the gospel, with forgiving love to others, even those that mistreat us, so that it might be said of us, "Behold how they love Jesus." Paul was not standing up in those cities to say, hey, look at my zeal, everyone, imitate me. No, he knew how his zeal would fail. He had actually persecuted Jesus. We may not, in the same way, have persecuted, even killed Christians, and yet, isn't every failure to be zealous for Jesus, every sin, a failure to honor his love, and so finally, persecuting Jesus? Paul stood up in those cities, not to say, look at my zeal, but to say, look at Jesus' zealous love for you. A zealous love that never failed. Jesus is so zealous for you, he left the glory of heaven to come to this world where he's hated and rejected in order to dwell among you. Jesus is so zealous for you that he gave up the necessities of life, bread and self-preservation, in order to fulfill all righteousness for you. Jesus is so zealous for you that he endured the shame of the cross in order to save you, to make you his holy and beloved bride. Where did Paul find the dedication when persecuted in one city to go on to the next? Jesus' zealous love inspired Paul, yes, to go on with a bandaged head and a blackened eye. Persecuted in one city, he went on to the next, appreciating and proclaiming the gospel. So with a trail of blood, he went on announcing, God gave his son to die for your sins. He raised him from the dead to give you everlasting life. With that trail of blood, Paul journeyed, proclaiming, your sins have been forgiven in Jesus' blood. And along that trail of blood, a seed sprouted with zeal for Jesus and others. And along that trail of blood, Paul returned to strengthen each Christian in that zeal for Jesus, making clear to them, being zealous for Jesus may not be easy. Verse 22, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God, but it's worth it. For Jesus, in his zealous love, will never fail you. Our zeal fails. Jesus' zeal saves, restores, renews us to reflect that zealous love of Jesus. Behold his zealous love. Love his love. Be zealous for Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 341, 341, stanzas 1 and 3.
Crowns the Lamb upon his throne. matchless king through.